hundreds of environmental groups are uniting under a new banner to curtail greenhouse gas emissions. It's called Keep It in the Ground. They're asking President Obama to stop new petroleum leases on public lands. As APRN's Liz Ruskin reports, Interior Secretary Sally Jewell rejected the idea in a meeting with reporters today.
For decades, Alaska's congressional delegation has been clamoring for more oil and gas leases on federal land. Now, in a letter to Obama, more than 400 green groups are saying exactly the opposite, that the president should just stop fossil fuel lease sales. Inupiat artist and activist Allison Warden of Anchorage participated in a rally outside the White House to deliver the message. Warden says she took part in an organizing meeting of the Keep It in the Ground Alliance in San Francisco.
It's a coalition of many organizations that are coming together on one message, which is no new extraction of fossil fuels anywhere.
Their letter to Obama says hydrocarbons produced from federal lands and waters are a significant contributor to the nation's carbon emissions. Secretary Jewell told reporters the administration is dedicated to a lower carbon future by reducing energy use and fostering alternatives. But she says the nation is still dependent on oil, gas, and coal.
There are millions of jobs around the country that are dependent on these industries, and you can't just cut it off overnight.
She says her job as head of the department that controls one-fifth of the U.S. landmass and more than half of Alaska is to ensure thoughtful regulation and development that is safe and responsible.
I think it is oversimplifies a very complex situation to suggest that one could simply cut off leasing or drilling on public lands and solve the issue of climate change.
Jewell spoke at a breakfast meeting organized by the Christian Science Monitor. The Keep It in the Ground movement is built on the notion that to reduce greenhouse gas emissions to acceptable limits, a great deal of the world's known petroleum reserves can never see the inside of a pipeline. A report published in a scientific journal recently found that burning all the world's fossil fuels would melt the Antarctic ice sheet, putting places like Florida and the East Coast underwater. Obama's decision to allow Shell to drill in the Chukchi Sea angered environmental groups. Jewell says the oversight of her department's Bureau of Safety and Environmental Enforcement is proceeding as planned in the Arctic.
It has been on site 24/7. It is holding Shell to the highest standards that have really ever been put in place.
Jewell says Shell voluntarily shut the operation down when a massive storm approached.
They lost about 5 days because of that, but they are taking the right kinds of precautions to make sure that things are done safely there, and our people are up there to validate those circumstances and, if need be, ask for additional actions.
Jewell was also asked about extending Shell's Chukchi leases. They're due to expire in 5 years, long before Shell predicts it could begin production from the Chukchi. The secretary said she does have the authority to extend them, but she didn't say whether she would or not. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.